With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Billions is over, but we are just getting started talking about the Billions series finale here on Post Show Recaps. That's right, everybody. Billions is over. 7 seasons of Billions built to this. Oh my God. So much to talk about here. If you have not watched the series finale of Billions yet, turn the podcast off. We're going to spoil it pretty immediately here. It's currently streaming on Paramount Plus for your viewing pleasure, and emphasis on your viewing pleasure, because what a delight, as far as I'm concerned, how Billions wrapped up 7 seasons of Bobby Axelrod, Chuck Rhodes, going at it for so long, only to finally marshal their forces together against Lex Luthor himself, Mike Prince. They took the money and run, and we're going to take the podcast and run with it. I'm Josh Wigler. I'm joined here by the great Jess Sterling. Jess, that's all they wrote for Billions.
Turns out Kate was good the whole time.
I'm so happy with so many of the things that happened in the Billions series finale that I'm not even that mad that like multiple weeks of this final season ultimately now amount to like making no sense.
You didn't even have to watch those episodes. Who cares? But that's okay.
Wags would never be able to snow Sacker like that. That wouldn't work out. Sacker would need a week to figure that out.
Yeah.
Plenty of stuff like that here in the series finale where, Jess, I feel like having watched this final season closer than I've watched any episodes of Billions previously because we've had a podcast about it, I feel very good about some of the things that we were leaning into along the way, making sure that some of these characters, like, I don't know that they're going to be totally happy with how Prince has been laying down the law. Turns out they weren't so happy with how Prince has been laying down the law. Turns out that Prince, who said that he wanted to be a greater Caesar once upon a time, was for sure getting Caesared. How often do you think about Rome, Rich Filiberto? Well, Mike Prince is going to be thinking about Rome for a very long time, if not every day, as he gets taken down from within by some of his closest confidants. And it all ultimately boils down, as all things must, Jess Sterling, to one final hibachi date with the great Brian Connerty. The Billions series finale, Jess, it feels like it was made for me.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, right? Like, we Brian Connerty is back, not even just in one scene, but in two scenes.
Two scenes, and not just two scenes, Jess, but the final scene,
yes,
of Billions is Brian Connerty cooking hibachi.
It's absolutely incredible. Like, it's... We get like Bobby Axelrod with the like, let's make some effing money.
Yes.
And then we're cutting to like a hibachi dinner with the Rhodes family with Brian Connerty just like cooking up what hopefully is like his last hibachi meal before he, yes, goes back to being a lawyer.
Yes.
It's incredible. Like, I didn't expect the final episode to be so warm and fuzzy because Billions, I mean, it can be, but it's not often. I mean, we talk about this, obviously, it's in the Succession feed. We bring up Succession a lot, mostly my fault. But I would say, like, Succession doesn't do warm and fuzzy that much. It's much more cold about the way and like, cynical about the way it views the world that I would say Billions is. And it feels just so funny to me that they basically have entirely opposite ways of ending the show.
The anti-Succession. The Billions series finale was the anti-Succession.
It's it's borderline like too warm and fuzzy because
it was great. It was great. Everybody got exactly what they wanted except for Mike Prince.
Yes. And it's crazy because like I thought it was going to be, turns out they've been fooling us the whole time.
Yeah.
But I thought it was going to be more of like midway through the episode, we flip the switch and we're really doing something. We found some way to ruin Prince.
Yes.
But it was like, no, we've been ruining Prince the whole time.
For weeks now. Audience,
you're in on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get invited into the inner sanctum in the final hour of the show that for multiple portions of these final few episodes, we've been excluded from the narrative.
Yes.
That Chuck and Axe, they'd had people on their side that we weren't aware of. That in the very first scene of this final episode, we come to find out that Sacker has been in on this, that Sacker got convinced to put her own political ambitions aside for the soul of the nation, to go back to her roots. And so she's been Team Chuck for all of this time. We come to find out that that Philip hasn't been feeling so great about this ever since the asphalt incident, Jess. So
yeah,
he's been working to get single power for all of this time. Critical components along the way had been lining up, but if we had known about that too soon, where would the drama have been, Jess?
Exactly.
How do you feel feeling like we were left out of all of this grand ambitious plan to take out Mike Prince? Is this okay with you?
Not, in my opinion, like, obviously most of the time when they do these like hoodwinking type of things, right, where we're left out of the loop, it's usually within a single episode.
Yeah.
It's not usually throughout a season, but like, it's the final season and it's the finale of the entire show. Of course, I expect for them to like hoodwink us and pull the rug out from under us. You know,
yes.
I don't mind it. It's very Billions.
It's exceedingly Billions.
It's exactly. It is.
That's
what
so
the
Billions.
Show is. This is exactly like you look at the show and you're like, if you're upset about the finale, it's like you haven't been paying attention to Billions. You know, Billions is what it is.
I think the Billions finale was built for the people who stuck through seven seasons of Billions.
Exactly.
Like, I think that is absolutely who this was for. I had the very, very great pleasure of speaking with Brian Koppelman and David Levien for The Hollywood Reporter. I got to interview them about the finale. That article should be up now. If it's not up now, it will be up very soon. They had a lot of really fun things to say about putting this episode together and putting the final season together specifically. And a thing that they say a couple of times is like, this season was made for the Billions obsessives. That this was a season that was made for the Billions obsessives, the people that understand like sort of like the slanted worldview of this show, that feel like they could never be the titans of industry that are on this show or would want to be the titans of industry on this show, but get some form of wish fulfillment from watching them go to work and do their thing, and that this season was made for them. And they also push back a little bit on the notion that it's a happy ending. They think about like, you know, Bobby Axelrod makes it through seven seasons of Billions, and what's his final note? He's sitting there at the end of the table saying, let's make some fucking money. It's like, yeah, that dude learned nothing. You know, he's just
who
he was the whole time. But I didn't need him to change.
No, but this is who he is, right? Yes. Like, this is for him. This is happiness. Like, this is what he likes doing. And I feel like I think certain characters needed an out, right? Like a Taylor, like a Wendy, they needed outs. They needed to move on from this situation. They need to move on from Axe Global, from all of this, right?
Yeah.
And so for that, I'm happy that they got out of that situation because that's not what they wanted. But this is what Axe wants. Yeah. And so like, give the man what he wants, yeah. You know, let him wear a Metallica t-shirt, like, and run Axe Global in his old office, even though like his new office is so much better. But I'm happy that Taylor got that instead, you know?
Yeah. So we should probably like, let's break down all of the specific endings for Billions. And I feel like the person actually to start with before we even go to Taylor, because a lot to talk about there, a lot to also, I think, speculate about as it pertains to like the spinoffs and the successor shows, like what was set up, what's going to be totally different. These are things that I want to get into with you for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think we got to start with the takedown of Mike Prince.
Yeah.
Like, I know that Billions begins ultimately with Chuck and with Bobby, and brilliantly ends with Chuck and Brian Connerty. But I think that so much of these final two seasons, and really the final three seasons of the show, were about the rise and fall of Mike Prince. And everything that happens in this final episode is about really like the Avengers assembling against Thanos, Jess. Like, you got to get, like, everybody had, like, and no one had to Iron Man their way out of this thing. No one had to die in order to take out Mike Prince, except for maybe, like, Phillips professor, I guess was, like, the Iron Man.
Yeah, but, like, who cares?
Who gives a shit about that guy? I don't care at all.
Like, I don't know him. Even Scooter gets a happy ending. Like, come on. Everyone's profiting.
So the thing that I've been saying about the Billions finale, Emily and I were crying. We were laughing. We loved the finale so much. I think this is one of my favorite series finales ever, is the Billions series finale. Like, on a very specific level of, like, man, I'm going to miss this show so much. This show was so specific, and this show was such a ride. But one of the things that she and I have been talking about is, like, everybody gets a moment in the finale. Somehow they were able to carve out a moment for absolutely everybody. Scooter doesn't just get a moment, Jess. Scooter gets, like, three specific goodbyes. Scooter gets to have his final goodbye with Prince. He gets to reconcile with Philip. He gets to have a final moment with Wags.
Like, it's incredible.
Scooter, three final notes to go out on. Unbelievably incredible. With that all being said, it's Prince who is laid low. If everybody else has a mostly happy ending, Prince doesn't. Though even the creators of Billions are like, no, they gave him exactly what he wanted. Everybody on this show is always just looking to reinvent themselves and do it all over again. Prince gets to leave the show being that guy. Are you able to look at this as a happy ending for Mike Prince at all?
No, I mean, I think the thing is, as far as terrible endings go, it's not a happy ending, but it's not a happy ending.
Sure.
Because he still has $100 million. Like, I'm sorry. This man is not poor. Like, no. I would take a single of those millions. You know what I mean?
And he ends up being about as wealthy as all of the people that Bobby is able to get wealthy off of the stolen billions. Or I guess not stolen.
The Admiral's Fund.
No one should be listening to this podcast expecting Jess and I to even begin to start the process of trying to explain what happened.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not possible.
It's very complicated.
I'm not even going to come near it. They took his money and ran. That's what I got from the song and the show.
Yeah. Suffice it to say that all the money that Prince has left from the billions he started with is $100 million. And he can go back to Chicago, build himself back up, but he will not be president, at the very least not for 2024, right? No. That is what ends up happening to him. To be honest, I feel like he got off easy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yes, did he get his dream ripped away? Sure, but he was gonna nuke people, so maybe he deserved it. However, like, they didn't hurt his family. They did, you know what I mean? Like, what did they actually take from him? They just took his money. He can make more money. He certainly has proven that. So, no, I don't think it wasn't a happy ending, but it wasn't not a happy ending. Like, I personally, I mean, we speculated a lot on this podcast to, like, what causes him to throw the computer through Wendy's office window. I thought it was something family related, because I thought that is the worst thing that you could do to Prince, was something to do with Andy. Turns out, nah, it's basically just to take away pretty much all of his money.
Yeah, but it's still really fun to watch them take all of his toys away. And Corey Stoll, yeah. Huge props to Corey Stoll for being such a wonderful bad guy on this show. On this show, the final episode is just like, I think that they needed to give an award out. And I know there's a lot of different awards that need to be handed out for the Emmys, especially with so much TV now, Jess. But I feel like best furrowed brow should be an award, like most foreheady performance in honor of David Boreanaz. Like, I think we need like have that be a thing. Corey Stoll just looks like, and this is again where we do these on video, postrecaps.com/YouTube. Here's my impression of Mike Prince's face for the entirety of the Billion series finale.
It's all in the eyebrows.
You can't hear it. You can't hear, but maybe you can, because I'm just clenching my forehead as hard as I can. I'm just really pinching it, because he just is like this.
My favorite, I think, was the laptop slam. I love a laptop slam because, I mean, let's face it, nowadays, like, you can't slam a phone anymore. Like, you could throw your phone, but you can't slam a phone down anymore. Yeah. So I feel like a laptop slam is kind of like the new agey version. And when they're at Camp David and they get the call of like, all their money is gone, and he pulls out his laptop and he's like crunching, I don't know, he's crunching numbers, whatever he's doing over there. And then he just slams that laptop shot. I'm like, angry slam.
Yes. Incredible. It was really wonderful to watch him completely fall apart after just being on his high horse for so long. So Prince is out. We thought maybe he could potentially lead Trillions as the president. Could it be that Millions is going to be a Mike Prince show, Jess, where he has to rebuild his empire?
It certainly could be. See, this is where I feel like, based on this series finale, I have one like 99.9% like, I feel like this person is going to be a spinoff. Everyone else I'm less sure of.
Sure.
Prince isn't that person. I could see him leaning Millions because, hey, look at this. He has 100 million right now. Him build back up his billions. But the person for me that is most assuredly confirmed
is going to be discussed on the other side of a quick commercial break. Stay tuned.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Jess, we are back. Let's talk about who you think is going to be the leader of the next Billions successor show.
It is someone who was on the show the entire time. Okay. It is someone who I feel like maybe is now taking up a spot at the helm of something, leading the pack. It is someone who might be taking a trip to Miami. Mr. Wags,
I think Wags is going to be the head of the next Billions.
Because when he's talking to Bobby about like, oh, you have separate, you got your new office and what are you going to do? Blah, 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 blah. And he talks about going to Miami. And I'm like, why is he bringing up Miami? What is he doing in Miami?
Yeah.
Are we following him? Is this like CSI, CSI Miami, Billions Miami, Millions Miami?
I mean, I think that Wags on a CSI Miami spinoff of Billions is not, it was not on my vision board, but I'd like to put it there.
I feel like it's possible. You think you're higher on Prince being...
No, not even necessarily. In fact, if anything, one of the things that I do feel good about with the Billions finale is like there's a lot of different characters that we could potentially follow forward into different shows. No doubt about that. And that's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like I got closure here. Like if this was the final story for these characters and we never saw any of them ever again, I would be like, yeah, because I don't know how you're going to top what you all just did with yeah. these people. Like that was them at the highest of their powers. And like, I don't know that you're going to be able to get us there again. And it didn't feel like there was no sort of like ending where like Wags then turns to Victor's like, you want to come with me and start our own shop? Like there was nothing quite like that.
Yeah.
There were enough things that were like, close to that, that you could see them wanting to follow the line down. But it really felt to me like the Billions finale was focused on closing out Billions, which frankly, yeah. I did not enter this episode expecting. I entered this episode expecting that it would just continue to be sort of like the cyclical drain of the money suck and following that down. And we were just going to keep going and this thing would yeah. never stop. And there are ways in which that's true, where it feels like you could imagine an eighth season of Billions with Axe now back at the helm and he's like buying the place back and he's redesigning all the schlocky mm-hmm. redesign that was done by Prince. But that's not going to be the show. Like, we're not just like going to do Billions season 8 as a different titled show. That's not right. going to be how this works out. And it does sound like Damian Lewis like gave them 6 episodes and that was what he could do. So I don't think that we're going to get a Bobby Axelrod show. It's not the feeling that I get coming out of this. So like you can see like how these characters might continue, but there's nothing in here that's like, and now you'll have to follow us on this journey. It's like, mm-hmm. I can imagine where you all might go next. I'm excited to follow maybe a few of you, but I'm so glad that really what we are left with ultimately is like the Rhodes family is like mostly back together. Chuck and Wendy, who knows what the future holds for the two of them, but they're at least on good enough terms that they can go out to dinner with their family and get a hibachi dinner cooked by Brian Connerty. You know, all of that stuff is sort of, that was a real surprise to me with the Billions finale. It was just how much closure there ended up being.
I agree. I thought we would be, it would be a little bit more, not slapsticky, but like cheeky about like, oh, and we could follow, now we're going to go do this, follow us there.
Right.
But they did leave like a certain amount of room where there's so many characters where we could follow them onto a spinoff, right? Like for me, I think the road has ended for the Rhodes family. Like, I don't think we're going to be seeing any of them in a spinoff. But like the way they ended Taylor's story of now they're doing philanthropy work in their own and in basically Axe's old office, this like massive, beautiful office. They have plenty of money because I assume their money was saved in the Admiral's fund that just is like this secret thing that saved everyone's money, which right. is great for them. Yes. But no one is leaving this show besides Prince in like a really, I mean, even him in a down and out way where they can't recover. Right. Like, and a lot of them, what I liked for a lot of them is they are kind of going off and fulfilling their dreams. Right. Where Scooter is like,
Scooter's going to be a conductor. Scooter's it's time to pick up the baton for real.
What is the epitome of like that like 60-year-old cop who's like, I'm too old for this shit.
Totally, 100%.
He's just like, I'm out. This is the last straw. I'm gonna go wave my baton around and be a cool ass conductor because that's my dream.
And Scooter was a whole vibe in the finale. I think like Scooter, like if it's not Brian Connerty for me, then Scooter is the other MVP of the finale. like getting like Scooter to be the guy to sort of represent. Okay, I do have one other candidate, but let's stay on Scooter for a second. Is that like Scooter being able to be the guy to represent like the rising and falling and rising fortunes of Billions, that like yeah. he's aligned with Prince. He's on his way to the top. They go to Camp David. They meet with the president. They're on their way to the White House. Suddenly, oh shit, we are not on our way to the White House. We are on our way to like the very bottom of the barrel. And Mike Prince, who is worth billions and billions of dollars, is now worth a couple hundred millions of dollars, which is so right. much money. But for that guy is a staggering drop. Only to find out that he's been betrayed by his nephew, who he brought in, like all of this stuff, only to then find out, no, actually, you have hundreds of millions of dollars yourself, and you are now independently wealthy, and you can do whatever you want. Highs, lows, and highs again. Like, that is the arc of Billions personified by Scooter, of all people.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous. Like, even, like, the handshake, like, the good game between Scooter and Wags at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Just absolutely excellent. Scooter was a real highlight for the finale for me.
Yeah, and I like how he, we've always said it would take a lot to flip Scooter away from Prince, and I like that they didn't. Like, he didn't need to, right? We had Philip and Kate and so many other people who were clamoring to get on Team Max that we didn't need Scooter to flip, and I like that he didn't, and yet he still is ending the show, kind of fulfilling his own destiny of going to become a conductor, which Prince ripped away from him once upon a time this season.
But even Prince in the end is like, come on, old chap. We could do this together. And Scooter's like, we certainly cannot. You'll be fine. Because men like you are always fine, Mike. But it's time for me to go on my own journey. And even Mike doesn't really push back about that ultimately. Mm-hmm. I think that even in being like this horrible dictatorial guy, that they do try to leave Prince with like a shred of dignity.
So and
even,
it is the smallest of shreds because he's had pretty much everything ripped away from him. And he has basically no friends.
He's like, screw you guys. I'm going home.
I'm taking my basketball and going home.
Yeah. And so I feel like they like even tried to do that with Prince, who is like, other than that, the decisive loser of the rally. So the other person who I was going to say, I think, achieves like very significant MVP status for me is Bradford Luke. Who is like one of the only people who is not in on it. He has no idea that any of this is happening. He gets into the office. Prince throws the computer through the window. What is it about me that you're so sure I shouldn't be effing present? And when he's like, how about what you just did? And then everybody is there and everybody is there. All of the cast of Billions is there.
He turns around and everyone's just standing there. It's incredible.
Everybody watched that happen.
It's very like, this town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Bobby Axelrod is there. Chuck is there. Taylor's there. Everybody's there. People who shouldn't have had security clearance to be there are there. Everybody's there. And everyone's in on it except for Scooter and Bradford Luke. Even Governor Dunlop comes in and is like, yeah, I said yes, but only because I knew that this was coming and then I'd have a clear shot to the White House. So I'm going for it. And Bradford Luke, you come with glowing recommendations from Wendy Rhodes over here. Do you want to come along for the ride? And Prince is like, you too, Bradford? Et tu, Brute? And Bradford Luke's like, I had nothing to do with this, but I am leaving with her. When he says that, I died. I thought that was so great. Like, yeah, Mike, I had no idea that this was happening, but I am going to go off and take a job over here.
Yeah, because we had said when Dunlop had met with Axe and Chuck separately that, like, wow, she wasn't convinced by these two men who can literally convince anyone of anything. Turns out we like flashback.
The penultimate episode was just too tidy. It was too tidy. Like, the loss was too neat that clearly there had to be something more going on.
Yeah. And she, thankfully, because we were like, wow, Dunlop's really a sellout. Wow, she sucks. It turns out she's like, nah, I'm not putting my name anywhere near a guy who's about to like nuke everybody. So I'm good. Very interesting. I mean, makes sense. It's, again, very Billions. But I was happy to see Bradford Luke just be like, I think I'm done here.
I'll go
like
over here.
The whole thing that your campaign stands on, which is the fact that you are like a self-made billionaire, is no longer. So I'm gonna go with someone who's gonna win, because you know that's what he's about, is winning. So he's gonna go there. I liked the, again, because I was worried they were trying to put Bradford Luke and Wendy together like romantically, but I was happy to see that she was like, oh no, I just gave him a little recommendation, a lovely little rec. So love that they cleared that up. And the other thing, Josh, I have to say, I was very happy with the Billions finale, is that as much as there may be shippers out there who are like, Wendy and Axe all the way, wax, they didn't kiss. All they did was hug. Their faces were very close together, but they just hugged.
What a journey, though, because like there is that scene. The show is clearly winding down. They're in the office together. You're like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen now. And they stand up and it doesn't happen. You're like, thank God. But then the very next thing you see as like the music is continuing is she goes outside. And another show has Axe run outside at Wendy. Yes.
I love you.
And Emily and I were like, no, no, no. And then when it was Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
When it was Chuck waiting for Wendy, it was like,
good.
you know, I don't even need them to get back together like romantically. I don't need them to remarry. But I do think, and I didn't know that I needed this, I needed them to get back together spiritually. Like, I needed Chuck and Wendy to get back to each other in at least this way of working together in an alliance, in friendship, in this way. Like, they had kept their business separated from their pleasure for the entirety of their marriage. Their marriage still fell apart. Here we are at the end of the show. They brought their business together, and now they're closer than ever, or at least closer than they've been in quite some time. That was very, very satisfying. I didn't need or wanted a kiss from them, or certainly any of the other kinds of things that they got up to in the bedroom over the course of their time together on Billions. But I think I did need the two of them like reunified, and that mm-hmm. was great. And if Wendy and Axe had kissed, that would have been horrible. But Chuck and Wendy getting back together like this was actually quite great.
Yeah, I agree. I think like seeing how they've been struggling to co-parent was like a big deal earlier this season, and having them at least be on the same page and, like you said, having their kind of values aligned, it makes perfect sense that they would want to work together in tandem, not only to parent their children, but down the line they have similar interests, and Wendy is no longer going to be at Axe Global. She's going to be doing her own thing with mental or you know something similar, basically like taking care of people like she wants to. And yet the person that was gonna replace her is Dr. Mayer. And I was like, ma'am, you okay, BB? Like, is this really what you want to do? I just was shocked at that. I'm like, Dr. Mayer's coming in here? She basically chastised Wendy for having a job like this, and now she's going to be like, here I am.
See, like, now that's why I do want to see, like, the Axelrod show continue, because I feel like that would be such a funny dynamic to see. Like, that's just not going to be quite the same thing. Also, Dr. Mayer, like you're going to give up your private practice for this?
Yeah, what? What are you doing? Are you okay?
Some of the ways in which the finale was like so tidy, where it's like, okay, we don't need to connect like every single, like we don't have to fill out every vacancy, you know, like Wendy could just leave and it could be up to Axe to have to figure out who the Wendy replacement is, but whatever. I don't care. I'm not.
Listen, it was so tidy that Ben, Kim and Tuck showed back up and got their money too. Like that's incredible. And we love to see it, you know, like everyone's happy. Dollar Bill, Victor, everyone's
Dollar
good.
Bill and Victor not being in on it. And then Axe being like, you two were too mercenary to even come and join us on this, but you're in the animal fund anyway.
Yeah, you're fine. And he like stands on the desk like, woo! Like he could have just screamed rock and roll. And it would have fit.
I mean, that's basically what he did end up screaming. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Even Spiros, Jess, even Spiros ends up in the Admiral Fund. Spiros, they even have enough time on the clock to give a very Spiros ending to, where it seems like he's figuring out that that there is something amiss, that something bad is coming from Mike Prince. And you think while watching the episode, like, is it going to be Spiros who spoils this thing? Is it going to be Spiros who's able to, like, tip this away from being a total victory? Like, is it going to be his fault that someone like Chuck or somebody is going to like get like on the hook for everything that's going on here? And no, it's just that he does find out, but then he like tries to run all the way to Camp David and run back, and he's just like covered in bumps and bruises.
Yeah, and then he tries to get through security and they like punch him in the face. Honestly, I wish he got no money. I hate Spiros, and I would have loved to see him go down in financial ruin, because he's such a little slimy little weasel. I hate
him. He's a slime puppy.
He is a slime puppy, and he's terrible. He has no redeeming qualities. He's the worst, and I was hoping they were going to be like, and none for you. But they didn't.
Jess, another character who is not typically your favorite on Billions, but who I thought had maybe the best emotional content of the episode for me, was the father and son reunion of Chuck Sr. and Chuck Jr. And Chuck Sr. being like, wow, you did it. Look at you. Look at everything that you've just accomplished. It's your masterstroke, son. You lined them all up. You marshaled the forces. You got them all together. You took out the existential threat. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you. So I don't know why this is more Paul Giamatti than Jeffrey DeMunn, this impression. I don't think I could do it.
It started out like Owen Wilson.
Wow. Owen Wilson in old age makeup as Chuck Rhodes Sr. in the series finale of Billions, telling Chuck that he's proud of him and that he no longer has to worry about what happens when he's gone, because he knows that everything is going to be taken care of because his son is who he is. And he has succeeded the master. And there's part of me that's like, really? This is what it took? Like, you couldn't figure this out over, like, the other seven seasons of Billions when Chuck Rhodes was just Chuck Roading all over the place, that life was going to be fine and you weren't needed? So there's part of me that feels that. And then another part of me that's like, this is, like, very, very sweet in some ways. Like, this is, like, all that, like, the guy wants to hear. Like, everything that Paul Giamatti has been doing throughout the whole show, like, all he wanted was a little bit of love and respect from his father, and he finally gets it in the finale. I didn't know that I needed that either, but it was really good.
Yeah, they do a really good job at a lot of these pairings to wrap things up, and this is no exception to that. And of course, it's Chuck Sr. who's the one who, like, leaks the rumors that starts this whole thing on purpose. And yeah, I agree. I was like, bro, he's been doing this exact same thing for seven seasons, and now is when you're proud of him. It was a great moment, but I was like, really, bro? Like, it took this long for you to get on the same page as your son, who literally is just like you a lot of the time?
Yeah,
it was fun. I was happy they had him there, just because, again, like, it's the finale, you're pulling in everybody, you know, everybody's getting a little bit of a moment. And I felt like, yeah, this is a pair we needed to have a moment between. And it was great.
It was great. It was really great. Billions is done, Jess. You binged all of Billions in very short order in the month or so leading up to the Billions final season premiere. What do you have to say about this show now that it has finally closed out?
This is a wild show. Like, it really, it's a lot of fun. Like, I think it's one of those shows that you just, it's kind of like, okay, let me put it this way. When I order Chinese food,
yes,
I have two options, okay? I could pay more money from, like, a nicer Chinese food place, but you get less food. You know, you get, like, one meal. You get, like, your General Tso or your, like, sesame chicken, and that's in a combo plate. Or I could go to this other, like, hole-in-the-wall place around the corner that is much trashier, but you get, like, $40 worth of Chinese food that you could just eat throughout, like, a whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a whole week's worth of
Chinese
food.
You live off of it.
And again, some people would be like, just take the nicer Chinese food. But it's like, sometimes I want that, like, hole-in-the-wall Chinese food that I can have for a week. That is Billions. Mm-hmm. Billions is not Succession. Billions is much, like, has a little bit, it bruises and all, lumps and all, warts and all. It's an incredible show. It's so fun. They're not afraid to be like, you thought this? Here you go.
Here's this. Totally.
It's just incredible. The finale was so fan servicey, in my opinion, in the best way. You know, like, did I expect to see Connery back? I kind of was hoping, but I thought it was a little bit of a long shot. But we get him twice, and he's doing hibachi
and
in
apparently
one of the scenes.
Because we'd wondered about this, like, he has to have either known this or, like, they trained him for this because they were going to do the final season. And it's not that. It's apparently that Toby Leonard Moore, while, like, working his way through school, was, like, a teppanyaki chef. And he, like, told the creators that once upon a time. And the creators said, like, when the actors tell us about hidden talents that they possess, we file that away with the idea that we're going to pull it out if we can. And so they had known that for a minute, that this was a thing. So they ultimately are able to, like, pull that out of the drawer and put it in not just the final season of Billions, but the final season's final scene of Billions.
It's incredible. It's just, like, again, like, the fact that Kate isn't actually as bad as we thought. Like, she comes around and she's one of the main reasons that Prince gets taken down is incredible. It was just, like, it's a masterstroke of Billions, you know? Like, Billions is a wild, wild show. It doesn't work for everybody, but it's just, like, a ton of Chinese food. Like,
it's
sometimes you just need it.
It's cheap eats, but from, like, the best place that you can get those cheap eats. Like, exactly. And that's another thing. It's like, this was such a great New York food show. It's a great New York show. It's a great food show. It's a great New York food show. And Cards on the Table, I was able to watch the episode a bit early so that I could do this interview with the creators. Emily and I, like, completely unrelated to this, Jess. Emily and I had, like, we were going on, like, a long weekend vacation for, like, months and months. We had this on the books. We went to Copenhagen this last, and they mention cardamom buns from Juno and the Bakery in Copenhagen. And Emily and I got a chance to watch this episode about 3 hours before we got on the plane for Copenhagen. So obviously we had to go and get the cardamom buns that they're referencing on the show, which were delicious. So it's like, Billions, thank you for the food rec, among other things that you gave me along the way. Like, if you're ever visiting New York, if you're not from New York City and you want to know what to eat, rewatch Billions and get like the food guide straight from Koppelman and Levien. Like, they know what's up about the New York food scene. Mm-hmm. I think Billions was very similar in like, this is where you get like the best slice of pizza in town. Like, this is where you get the, it's not the most expensive slice of pizza in town. It's not going to cost you all that much to eat this slice of pizza. It's delicious though. It's very, very, very good. And you're going to walk away extremely satisfied. That was Billions. Like, Succession is the pizza place Una Pizza Napolitana that is like referenced in Billions. That was like a part of the storyline of Billions with like the pizza ovens and everything. Like, that is considered the best pizza in New York and in some lists like the best pizza or among the best pizzas in the world. That's like a totally different thing. This show was the slice joint that Axe would go to all the time.
Yes.
That was Billions all the way down the line. And the finale is so true to that. It is so satisfying. And like, I also think like sometimes this does a real disservice to like how much like the creators and the actors are thinking about and caring about. I think even caring about their characters and their story is probably more important than thinking about it. They clearly care so much. The enthusiasm for this show just translated the whole way through. Mm-hmm. The finale was no exception. For some people, it's going to be way too tidy. And like, in some areas, I think I agree, but I also don't care. It was a delight. It was a blast. Billions ended in about the single most Billions way it could have possibly ended. And I couldn't be happier about it, Jess. And I'm so glad that you came along for the ride. I had a feeling you would enjoy the show, and I'm really glad that you ultimately did. Yeah,
I did. Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I've spent, what, like 3 months with Billions at this point? Yeah. Enjoyed every minute of it. It was incredible.
Will you rewatch Billions someday, do you think? Not anytime soon. You're not,
anytime soon.
You're not going to fire it back online the way that you always just like rewatch Succession on a loop.
No, Succession just has a stranglehold on my heart in a way that no other show probably ever will.
Yeah.
No, and it's just like, I mean, it's a lot to ask. 7 seasons of what, like 12 episodes a piece versus, you know, you have your 4 seasons of Succession
It's like so much. The volume is just like,
volume is excessive.
Your point, like, you could just eat on Billions forever, you know, like, because there's so much of it.
Yeah,
for a very long time. Well, Jess Sterling, I imagine that you will find some way, if not to rewatch and discuss Billions again, I feel like some way, shape, or form, the Succession train, even though that show is over and has been for some time now, is going to find a way to fire back online. So if you are subscribed to the Post Show Recap Succession feed, I recommend that you stay subscribed. Jess Sterling may or may not has some very exciting plans for you if you are a Succession fan. And I will also say that if you watch this podcast on the video version, postshowrecaps.com/YouTube, you can see what's coming to the Succession feed next. And I will leave it at that. So postshowrecaps.com/YouTube, as I am saying these words, you should be able to see what's coming next to the Succession podcast feed here on Post Show Recaps. A very exciting time here on the internet. Jess Sterling, that's Billions. Any final words that you have to say? Anything we didn't talk about in the finale that you want to get to? I think Taylor might be a spinoff contender. I feel like
I would
Taylor
love to Mason's see it.
Parody might be a thing.
Yeah, and it would make sense to me because Taylor, didn't have enough to do this season. It would make me really happy. And regardless, even if that's not a spinoff thing, I'm really happy with where Taylor ended up as a character. So I would love to see them in a spinoff. If we don't, I feel like it was a really nice send off for the character.
Yes, I agree. So we'll see where it goes. Brian Connerty, Hibachi Lawyer, is a possibility.
Incredible.
For me. Would be pretty good. Lots of different options on the board. We're excited about any of them that we're able to get. But for now, that's going to close us out on Billions. Make sure you check out everything else we've got going on Post Show Recaps. PostShowRecaps.com/subscribe is our subscriber hub. You'll get to see everything that is up to date on what's currently happening on the podcasts. You can also just search Post Show Recaps wherever you get your podcasts. Hit subscribe. look around. We have lots of different feeds for you to subscribe to as well for all of the different shows that are coming out. If you like your Apple TV Plus shows, we've got an Apple TV Plus podcast feed, an HBO show recaps podcast feed to like narrow your focus down. If it's a show on those networks or other networks, you'll be able to narrow down your focus as well. But stay subscribed to this Succession feed specifically, because I think some really fun stuff is coming down the pike pretty soon. I'm at Rand Howard, wherever you can find me on the internet. Jess, where can people find you?
You can find me at the Jess Sterling.
All right, folks. That was Billions. That was us talking about the Billions series finale. Check out the interview on The Hollywood Reporter, a really fun one if you want to get even more details about how the Billions finale played out creatively. And at some point down the line, maybe we will find a way to talk about Billions again. But if not, we will say one last time,
shuck off!
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.